magical dames. Eminent and respectable, our accents are undetectable, and though we've achieved our aims, if they knew what we'd done in 1891, they certainly wouldn't have made us dames.
I started from scratch in a house with a thatch with two very unpleasant old ladies. My parents were dead, so I finally fled and appeared in a tent outside Burton-on-Trent in a very small part in Quo Vadis. I toured in East Lynne on the wedges of sin till I couldn't tell one from the other. Then I found a rich friend and achieved the West End in a farce called She Did It For Mother.
Models of impropriety, accepted by high society, because of our famous names. They'd asked us to tea in 1893. They certainly wouldn't have made us names.
My very first step was Shakespearean rep, where an awful old ham used to train us. I'd nothing to do in the dream and the shrew, but I carried a spear in King John and King Lear, and a hatchet in Coriolanus. I rented for years in pavilions on piers till my spirits were really at zero. And then I got a small role of a tart with a soul in a play by Sir Arthur Pinero.
Three theatrical dames, each of our houses we adorn with photographs of the highly born in elegant silver frames.
It was true, in 1892,
they certainly wouldn't have made us dames.
I made my debut in a canvas canoe in a horrid American drama. It wasn't a hit, so I left the legit and got myself backed in a musical act called A Night in the Garden of Karma. An agent called Klein said, I'm willing to sign whoever that girl who unveils is. So I got my first chance in a biblical dance in a flop at the old Prince of Wales's.
Prominent high and mighty girls, the fact that we once were mighty girls, our manner today disclaims. If they seen our high kicks in 1896, they certainly would remember.